recently selected as one of Arkansas's Business 40 Under 40. I have Austin Albers, president and owner of Buffalo Outdoor Center in Ponca, on the line with me. Austin, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about receiving this honor on the 40 Under 40.
Yeah, it was a surprise. It was a great honor. Anything like that where somebody's nominated you or you've been honored, you know, for an award or whatever it is, at the end of the day, it's not just me. It's everybody. It's my whole team. It's an honor to all of them because it's a reflection on everybody and not just me. So it was a huge honor, and I'm still not aware of who nominated me, but I appreciate it. And again, just grateful for the team that we've got and the team that we've built over the years. And as we continue to grow and move things forward, you know, it's always good to receive these and to know that you're doing something right.
In regards to your response to the top challenges and things that Arkansas is facing, how can we address this in rural northern Arkansas?
Yeah, so obviously there's a lot of things that are out of our control. Like I stated, it, you know, more of at a federal level where we've got interest rates increasing, we've got inflation increasing, you know, we've got a lot of uncertainty out there. And so a lot of that is hard to address in a small community, but at the same time, you know, the best way I see to do it is, you know, support local, you know, support your local communities, support your local businesses, and, you know, try to reinvest as much as you can in those areas and pay attention at this point because, again, there's a lot of uncertainty and it's got people on edge a little bit. So, you know, people are unsure, you know, like I said, with inflation, the price of goods, whether it's, you know, food or supplies or, you know, clothing or whatever it is, everything's got tremendously more expensive in the last few years. And with that, it's slowing things down and now that they've increased interest rates to what it is. But again, you know, we've got to look out for, you know, for people in our communities and in our state and continue to support them and you know, help, you know, fill the gaps, you know, that need to be filled.
With the summer temperatures rising, there's no doubt it is floating season here in Arkansas. How's business going for you?
So the floating season has actually been very short this year in the upper district of the Buffalo National River. So there are three districts in the Buffalo National River. So the upper district is anywhere from Ponca down to really Hasty or Carver. And then below that's going to be more of the middle district all the way down to, you know, past Gilbert, Tyler Bend, you know, South Maumee, you know, and on down. And then on further down, you get into the lower district. So the middle and the lower district, they're still floating. The upper district, we've not received much rain here this spring. There's been a lot of rain in northern Arkansas, northwest Arkansas areas, but when it's got to the mountains, it dissipated and, you know, broke and went around us. And so the water levels in March and April were very low. You know, May, we got some rain, but the water levels came up and we were able to float more in the upper parts around the Ponca to Steel Creek or Kyle's Landing areas. As of Memorial Day, the water level in this area, it dropped too low to actually float. And so we've not been floating since Memorial Day, which is a very abnormal year for us. You know, normally our season in the upper district goes until about this time of the month of June. And so it was definitely shortened by the lack of rainfall. Again, the Buffalo National River is America's first nationally protected river. And so it is protected from damming, which means, you know, in order to float, especially up here in the headwaters area, you have to have consistent rainfall each week to keep the river up. And so, like I said, without that, it's been low and slow from that part of the business. Now, we do a lot of other activities, and there's tons of swimming holes for people to go swimming at. We've got 28 cabins, two lodges. We've got zip lining. We've got downhill mountain biking. There's even a backcountry aviation airstrip here where people will fly in, and there's lodging on the airstrip, and so they'll fly in and stay there as well and go out and adventure, whether it's hiking or, like I said, you know, ziplining or mountain biking or just, you know, relaxing in the water or enjoying the cabin for the weekend or something. And there's a lot of other stuff still going on other than the floating, but the floating portion has definitely came to a halt for this season. Again, that's just in the upper district. The middle district and the lower district, they're still floating because they still have enough water to float.
And where are you seeing visitors come in from?
All over the world. We get people from all over the world. Our primary clientele come from more of the central part of the U.S., so anywhere from, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, down to Louisiana, over into Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas area, Oklahoma, kind of about halfway in Oklahoma and the halfway into the Tennessee area. We'll get people coming this way. Once you get much further past that, they're either going to go to the Rockies or the Appalachians. And so they kind of go, you know, whatever's closest. But we get people from all over the world. again, it's just our primary clientele is more the central U.S.
With floating being on hold in this upper end, what is your favorite spot on the Buffalo to be at, though?
Oh, my favorite place is definitely the upper district. It's that Polka to Kyle's Landing. It's the most scenic section of the whole Buffalo. And don't get me wrong, the whole Buffalo is beautiful. It's got beautiful bluffs all the way down there. But this first 10 miles, we've got the tallest waterfalls between the Appalachians and the Rockies. We've got the tallest bluffs between the Appalachians and the Rockies. We've got the longest bluffs. And it's more active. You know, there's 52 sets of rapids in the first 10.6 miles. So again, it's only class one, but at the same time, it gives you something to get excited about and to enjoy. And again, you're floating right next to these huge towering bluffs. The water is pristine, great swimming, great fishing, and it's just a great overall experience. And so again, the whole Buffalo is gorgeous. My favorite spot, though, is this Polka to Kyle section.
And is there anything else that you'd like to share with some of our listeners that they might need to know about the area?
Yeah, absolutely. The Buffalo National River is kind of one of Arkansas's, you know, hidden gems. It's becoming more and more popular, but the Polka area, you know, it's not just floating. There's tons of hiking. The Rocky Mountain elk are here, so, you know, in the fall, we get the elk bugling, the fall foliage, so the color's changing. We've got huge elevation changes that people don't realize exist in this part of the country, so we get elevation changes of 1,300 to 1,400 feet. We've got the largest downhill mountain bike trail system in the central part of the country, so there's a lot of other activities that people come here to do outside of just floating. And then, of course, you've got, you know, lodging. We've got a Medallia retail store and lots of, you know, services to be able to take care of people while they're here.
Folks can definitely come in and enjoy Arkansas right here in our area.
Absolutely.
Mr. Albers, I definitely appreciate you talking with me and look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds great. Thank you.